God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn with me this evening to Mark the 8th chapter? If you've been with us, you know that we've been on a series for some weeks now entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. And we've been having a lot of good testimonies too. Amen. We had several testimonies last week right after the Friday night. I don't think we've read any of those yet, but if you have one, let us know about it. How many believe God still heals today?
Yes.
Still works miracles?
Yes.
Still does what men think is impossible?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the reason that he's not able legally to do it for everybody is because not everybody believes him. And faith is the determining factor for most people's healing. We've seen that in studying these individual cases. We've been going through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking at each individual case of healing under the ministry of Jesus. Now, when you read all of them, you think it's a lot more, because sometimes Matthew, Mark, Luke record the same one, so you'll think it's three, but it's just one. And there's only about 19 individual cases recorded. Now, there's a couple of more people who are delivered and things like that, but we're just talking about cases, and I should say there are many that were healed. When it says multitudes were healed, that's a lot of people, but there was no detail about who they were, what was wrong with them, what they said, what Jesus said and did. So we have 19, though, that the Holy Ghost selected for all, every generation and for all time, where we're told what the people did, how they came to Jesus, what was wrong with them, what he said to them, how he ministered to them, how they received. And why is this important to us? Has it changed?
No.
See, here's the thing. People say, well, you know, we're living in a different day. And a few things have changed, but the main things haven't changed.
Right?
Main things haven't changed. The devil's still the same devil.
Yes.
Human nature's still the same.
Yes.
Thank God, God's still the same.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can't improve on perfection. The Lord knew how to do it right back then.
Right.
Right? You know, some people, some religions, they get updates to their Bible.
Yeah.
Do you know that? They do. They say, well, you know, this succeeds this, and you take these chapters out now and you put this in, and this is no longer applicable, and this is up. That's when you should run.
Yes.
Right? Because that's man.
Yes.
That's man. But how many know this reads just the same?
Amen.
And it's not being changed. And we're not to allow it to be changed. Have you found Mark 8? Did I tell you Mark 8?
Yes.
Yeah. Mark 8. We've been studying one by one the individual cases of healing in the ministry of Jesus. And I believe we've looked at 11 of them so far. And if you weren't here for some of them, tapes are available. And the last one we looked at was just one chapter back here in Mark 7. It was the deaf man with the speech impediment. And he was healed. Amen. Do y'all like these as much as I do?
Yes.
I like thinking about healing.
Yes.
I never get tired of healing.
No.
Never. Tonight we're going to look at Mark chapter 8, the healing of the blind man. at Bethsaida. The healing of the blind man at Bethsaida. And this is only recorded in Mark 8. Some of them are recorded in two or three of the gospel accounts, but this one's only in Mark 8. So let's begin in Mark 8 and chapter 22, and we will read, and then we'll come back and begin to expound each verse. Mark 8, 22. Are you ready tonight? Ah, we better pray again. Huh? Somebody say what? Release faith. Let's release faith. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We say you are welcome here. Manifest yourself. Move among us, on us, through us. Speak through us. Give us utterance, exact and precise, full and complete. Give everybody ears to hear and eyes that see. And let faith arise that'll lay hold and receive of you healing. And in Jesus' name, we give you thanks in advance for what you'll do ere the service is concluded. Amen. Amen. Everybody say amen. That means so be it. So be it to me. Mark 8, are you ready?
Yes.
Verse 22, you sure you're ready?
Yes.
All right. Maybe we should put seat belts on these. On these things. Mark 8, 22. And he, Jesus, cometh to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man to him. And besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. All this sounds familiar, doesn't it? No, we're not reading the same one. That was back in the previous chapter. Different situation. That was a deaf man, you remember. This is a blind man. Two different people. And really two different towns. This is the town of Bethsaida, and that'll be important here later on. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit, that sounds familiar. He spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him. He asked him if he saw aught or anything. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Well, he wasn't seeing straight, was he? But he's seeing. Don't miss that. Huh? After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. How many believe that happened just like that? Man was blind. Couldn't see a thing. Then the Lord ministered to him and he could see, but not clearly and not correctly. Then the Lord ministered to him again and he could see clearly.
Amen.
How many believe it happened just like this? This is not a fairy tale. This man lived. Amen. We can meet him in heaven one of these days.
Yes.
Right? Get him to tell us firsthand how it went down. How many believe the Lord is alive today? God is alive. He's the Lord who changes not.
Amen.
Jesus is alive today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
If he did things like this, you know, centuries ago, then he does things like this today or he's changed.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
If he did it for this man, but he won't do it for somebody else, he's a respecter of persons.
That's right.
You wouldn't have to know any other scriptures than those two truths to know he still heals today and he heals all who will believe. Did you hear these two truths? What? Somebody said, well, he used to heal, but that's all changed. What'd they just get through saying? They saying he changed. That's unscriptural. Isn't it? He changed. He's not doing what he used to do. He's don't want to do what he used to do. His will has changed. His ways have changed. He doesn't need to change. He's perfect.
Amen.
Perfection doesn't change. Right?
Amen.
No, his will has not changed. He has not changed. I mean, almost every scripture knows Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right?
Amen.
Then has he changed or has he not changed?
Not changed.
If he hasn't changed, what's he doing? Same things that we read about in here. Now, do you know why I camp on things like this?
Yeah.
You might say, Brother Keith, I already know that. Not like you can. And the thing is, folk rush past too fast over these kind of things. Think, well, they all know this, so I'll just run to the other thing. No, this is one of the biggest reasons why people are unhealed. Entertaining different subtleties of it might not be God's will for me, or not right now, or he's working something out in my life, and timing, and it's just maybe not, it's not God's will to heal me. That destroys faith. So we keep going over the simple basic truths. He hasn't changed.
Amen.
He healed then. He heals now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what else he did then? He provided for people.
Amen.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Multiplied loaves and fishes. Too many loaves and fishes.
Amen.
Broke the nets with a great catch. Too many fish.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Go fishing and get gold out of the fish's mouth. Does he still do stuff like that?
Amen. Yeah.
Today, he has to, or he's changed.
That's right.
Now people get, you know, mental. They get in their mind and they explain why they don't have things. They explain why their church doesn't see things. They try to explain and reasons why we're not seeing healings, we're not seeing miracles, I'm not seeing financial prosperity, and they want to explain it away instead of take the responsibility that they're not believing. People like what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens or doesn't happen, it's not my fault. God, just in his sovereignty and his great mysteriousness, didn't see fit to do it, and nobody knows why, and you just never know. That means there's no responsibility on me, none. Whether anything happens or it doesn't happen, it's not up to me. It's not up to me. That's a lie. I said that's a lie. If you've been with us, we've been looking in these individual cases. How many times did the Lord ever look at people and say, well, it's according to God's will?
None.
How many?
None.
Do you know of one?
No.
Not one time. Not one. How many times did he look at people and say, according to your faith? According to how you, as you've believed?
Many.
Huh? Over and over and over. So then we ought not be putting the emphasis on God's will. We ought to stay with the Bible, put the emphasis on our faith, and get to feeding our faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Man of Bethsaida, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R829. That's R829, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.